occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from Houston. Roland Martin, Roland, I saw the news where Houston has been flooding the last few days.
Oh, man, we had rain every day since last week. I mean, every day, torrential rain. So,
and you don't have a drainage system worth a darn in Houston.
Well, actually, that's not true. I mean, where it's draining the most are those places where they got those expensive homes, but, you know, that's what happens. But in the hood, it ain't draining. I mean, in the hood, it's not flooding at all. So, you know, it's like, you know, cheap houses, but still dry. But it's all good. Had a great time this weekend in Natchitoches, Louisiana for a family reunion of Valliers in the Mouton. So kicked it their time. So had a great time with all the folks. Lots of boudin and gumbo. And we did. One of the subjects that came up, Tom, was what's happening in Penn State. Everybody wanted to get the opinion on that. Of course, they released the report, 267-page report, last week by a former FBI director, Louis Free, that basically showed top officials there knew what was going down, said nothing, did nothing, and they could have stopped Jerry Sandusky from raping these kids. To return right now to Bomani Jones, sports journalist. Bomani, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's amazing. I wrote a column calling Joe Paterno a coward. I called him narcissistic, arrogant, and all he wants to do was break Eddie Robinson's record. And all these Penn State sympathizers, oh, that's unfair. We should really just move on.
Oh, wow, really? That's pretty funny. No, there's no moving on, at least not right now. I think we have to remember that Paterno has been hiding behind this veneer of piety now for 40, 50 years. Like, it would be one thing if it was just somebody, just some regular coach that gotten over, but Penn State have been selling morality as the brand identity for the longest. No, it's not just a matter of moving on. This is a big thing.
I saw in the news where there's a mural of Paterno with a halo on it. And they're taking the halo off. And then there's also discussion about a statue of Joe Paterno and whether or not they need to take it down in lieu of the Jerry Sandusky scandal.
Right.
Now, Bomani, why do you come down on the statue and the mural?
All right, the halo, how the hell did the halo get there in the first place? I think it's the real question that we need to ask. Like, never at any point did somebody say, you know, this might be going a little bit too far putting this halo on the man. I mean, that's nuts, the idea that it ever happened. So them changing it, okay, I mean, it's about time, but that tells you how far gone we had been with that. The statue, I don't think, should come down. And the reason I don't think that the statue should come down is that let's not pretend as though this scandal is everything about Paterno, and it's not. I'm not saying statue should be there to honor him as a man, but it shouldn't. But generally speaking, in sports, if you win two national championships, you have five undefeated seasons, you win 400 games, good, bad, or otherwise about you, they put a statue up. There's a statue up of Bear Bryant, and I think there's one of Gene Stallings and Nick Saban in Alabama. The reason is they won national championships. This is one of those things where Paterno only being a football coach actually matters.
But now, what about the school library? Because his name, he gave money to that, and because sort of, if you have your name on all these different things, you know, down the road, 10, 15 years later, folks might say, oh, we forgot the little Sandusky thing, and this sort of just, it's still there as a reminder that, well, he was this great guy, but frankly, he not saying or doing anything led to, you know, 8-10 kids that we know of being raped by Sandusky.
You're right. The only thing I say to that is that if you take a stroll through any southern university that you can find, boy, you'd have to break out the can of spray paint if we're going to take down the names of all the bad people that are on buildings. This is one of those things that's almost kind of a quirk to history. We just found out about it very early. But Paterno did a lot for that campus, and there's no argument that without him that the growth of Penn State would have taken place in the ways that it did, the growth in the endowment and everything else. That is all part of Joe Paterno's legacy. See, otherwise, right. And it's too late to go back on stuff like that library that he spearheaded being built. To me, it's kind of like O.J. Simpson's Heisman Trophy. No matter how you feel about what he did or did not do, you can't take away the Heisman Trophy because that part is actually separate from the rest.
Okay, but Roland and Bomani, he's dead. Now, he obviously knew something. If Joe Paterno was still alive, do you think he would be in jail for obstruction? For lying to the grand jury, because he had to have known.
Oh, yes. He'd be on the way. I think there's no doubt that he'd be headed to an indictment. There was too much stuff there that now just looks like outright blatant lies. He'd be headed toward an indictment.
And do you think that he might have just checked himself out rather than face this legal situation?
Well, Brent Musburger years ago said about Paterno that his big fear was the Bear Bryant situation. If I quit, I'll croak. And Bryant was dead, I want to say, less than a year after he stopped coaching at Alabama. And, you know, after a certain point, you realize my man's 85 years old. And I don't know how much, you know, how hardcore it is when people talk about people just stop fighting and lose the will to live. But by the time it was over, if you were 85 years old and diagnosed with lung cancer, it wasn't going to be long after all that stress.
Are you hoping his son would shut up?
Yeah, I would. I personally would like his son to shut up. The only thing that has made me wonder is, how many lies would I be willing to get on television and tell in the name of my daddy? Because that's the one thing about it with his son and everybody else. We know he sounds ridiculous. We know he needs to be quiet. But that's not my daddy that they're talking about.
But will that family face lawsuits, Paterno's family, do you think, from these victims and their families?
Honestly, I don't know about that. I'll tell you this. If somebody can sue him, they will. It is definitely being explored by somebody's legal counsel.
You can sue an estate. You can't go after, let's say, the wife or the son, but an estate can be sued. So there's no doubt. And also, Bamani, the report showed he negotiated this major contract, this payout. I mean, use of a university plane, suite for 25 years, the plane for him and his whole family. I mean, he basically cut him a great deal right after he testified before the grand jury.
Yeah. Now, everybody knew what was going on here. That's the thing about Penn State. Is that, I mean, for so long, you remember 25 years ago when they embarrassed those boys in Miami so badly, in comparing them to Penn State, the whole idea was that we had these hoodlums on one side and the good guys from Penn State. And that was the shining moment of Jerry Sandusky's career. That's the moment that made him a big deal in that circle and really in college football past the first national championship they had always won. They've been doing this for so long, man. They were just business as usual like everybody else, because this became one of those too big to fail operations, and nobody was going to let the goose die.
Balani Jones, we appreciate it, bro. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Roland.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, fam.